It was used as highlighting in right-wing headlines. Washington in diplomatic offensive to placate Arab leaders outraged over U.S. support of illegal Jewish settlements in occupied Palestinian territory. And U.S. occupation forces remain in tense standoff with Iraqi rebels in Najaf and Fallujah. Washington has launched a diplomatic offensive in an effort to placate Arab leaders outraged over President Bush's support of illegal Jewish settlements in occupied Palestinian territory and his opposition to the return of Palestinian refugees, with news reports asserting that the U.S. government was clearly taken aback by the fury provoked by Bush's unprecedented Mideast policy shift. Secretary of State Colin Powell has embarked on a series of media appearances and telephone calls to try to convince the administration's many critics that Bush's stance would not emasculate an eventual Palestinian state and to defend the president's rejection of the right of return of Palestinian refugees to their homes in what is now Israel. On Wednesday, Bush reversed decades of U.S. policy on the two issues, prompting Arab leaders to assert that Washington has gone beyond just being unbalanced in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and is now no longer an honest broker in Mideast peace efforts. In their offensive, Bush administration officials appeared as surprised by the reaction to their announcement as Arab and Palestinian leaders were a day before. In France, President Jacques Chirac said Bush has set an unfortunate and dangerous precedent and flatly rejected any unilateral changes to the borders of Israel and the Palestinian territories. Irish Foreign Minister Brian Cohen adopted a similar stance while Germany and Russia called for a negotiated final settlement. Furious officials of the Arab League were reported to be in a state of shock, as many of its members who have friendly ties with the U.S. already faced popular disgust at home over the U.S. occupation of Iraq, the bloodshed of the Palestinian uprising, and the stall of the Middle East peace negotiations. On Thursday, the New York Times editorial called the move a costly blow to the U.S.'s credibility in the Mideast peace process that will compromise any subsequent attempts by Washington to broker a lasting settlement. The Los Angeles Times said that if the new policy is neither historic nor courageous, as Bush put it, but a guarantee of deeper conflict.